Hey, you can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617.
Welcome, everybody, to the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang here saying welcome one, welcome all to the program today, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Just press the number 1, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you, especially your prayer requests, prayer praises, any of those good things today, as we're going to have a great show today. So let us get started with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for another day. In you we have another way. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, that you would just touch the program today. Touch each and every heart, each and every life. Touch that soul who is nearest hell, Lord Jesus. Help them to reel up the white flag, surrender, saying, I yield, Lord Jesus. Knowing your word said, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day. Let them get in contact with us so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing to pray, Lord Jesus, so they could keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children out there, we ask the same blessing to pray, Lord Jesus, so they could keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial. And then, Lord Jesus, for those out there, Lord Jesus, who've lost somebody, Lord Jesus, we ask you for the family and friends, Lord Jesus, that you would comfort them with your Holy Spirit as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for any of those out there who may be sick and shut in, Lord Jesus, no matter where they may be or where they may be at, Lord Jesus, we ask you to raise them up out of the bed of affliction as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for all these dirty, rotten situations that we read about in the newspaper, see on the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, we ask you to touch us, Lord Jesus. Help us to learn to love our neighbors as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor, who is you, Lord Jesus. Now we ask and pray all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Afternoon, everyone. You are tuned in to the Six Eyes Gospel Show here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. We're here for your enjoyment every Sunday, 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific, where you get your praise on without leaving the house. It's getting cold outside, so please, please, please stay home and enjoy the gospel, the Six Eyes Gospel Show. So, how's everybody doing?
I am creeping along. Two thumbs up.
All right, good. Glad to hear it.
Two toes up. Diamond has four paws up, but she is asleep.
Okay.
And my crown is sitting as it should, even though I'm not my best. I thank God for waking me up this morning. Amen. And thankful
Amen.
That I can join you guys, sending love and blessings to all.
Amen. Well, you know, the beautiful thing about it is each day God gives you, where you're awakened, you have a clean slate, and we have a fresh new month. So whatever wasn't done in September, it's October now. So move forth, and it's going to be a great day. But remember, you make your day. Be it good or bad, you make it. After the Lord wakes us up, it's up to you to take it from there. For myself, two thumbs up for me, two paws up for Trumpet. He's running around here with the Zoomies. So you might hear him every now and then with a spurt of energy running and meowing, chasing his toy. So all is good. And we want to definitely thank our supporters of the Six Eyes Radio Network, our surrounding cities and states, our faraway countries. We definitely appreciate you. And with technology, you know, call somebody and let them enjoy the show with you. Or you can listen to us on the Internet by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/SixEyes, SixEyes. And you can access us over the computer. Amen.
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 And I've got two thumbs up. My wings are spread just right, and my halo's on straight, and having a good time here to Success Radio Network.
All right. Amen. Well, we'd like to say happy birthday to legendary singer Howard Hewitt. His birthday is today, so happy birthday from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Everyone celebrating the birthday in October, happy birthday from the Six Eyes Radio Network. And happy birthday to Lanice Williams. Her birthday is today, so happy birthday to you. Enjoy your day. And say hello to your mother.
Big brother.
Hello, Emily. How are you? Good afternoon.
Two thumbs up, all toes up, too.
Amen. Amen. All right. All right.
And, you know, you had just said happy birthday to anybody that's had a birthday this month.
That's right. Everybody in October.
I want to send a very special happy birthday to my son tomorrow.
Danny?
Donnie.
Okay.
Yep, Donnie will be 31 tomorrow.
All right, he's getting on up there.
Yeah, making mama feel older than she is.
It's a
blessing. Well, happy birthday, Donnie, from Queen I.
Definitely a blessing.
Excuse me. Yes. And Sister Emily, let me tell you something. I never claim that word older. I always say I'm getting wiser. And if you don't want to tell your age, tell them you're 20 whatever plus wisdom.
Hey, I gotta remember that one, Queen. I thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, the way I could tell somebody and really get them good, Queen, I tell them I'm 16 and never been kissed plus wisdom.
Huh? Okay. All right. Well, hey, whatever suits your fancy. You just behave before Pastor Bonnie gets on here.
I got to behave. Boss man's on here. I don't want to get no hot water with him either.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, let's go ahead and get this show started and get the scripture reading in. I'm sorry. Sister Ruth, did you have, because she hadn't spoken yet. And we have 650.
Oh, I just want to praise the Lord and I'm still going. I've been having the flu a little bit, and today I have got a little chest pain, but the Lord's still on the throne, and so I'm on. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, Ruthie, a good thing to do is don't claim that. God's a healer, so you're here. You're here.
Amen to that.
And hello. Yes, hello, 650. Greetings. Yes. So.
Okay.
You
I'm not sure if 650 wanted to speak, but I'll just press the one if you want to speak. I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute. Okay. All right. Was there anyone else who wanted to speak up? I think that's it. So let's go ahead and get into the program.
Amen.
All right. So we're ready for the scripture reading?
We are.
Okay, then. Here we go.
This is Job 28, verses 1 through 10. Surely there is a vein for the silver and a place for the gold where they find it. Iron is taken out of the earth and brass is molten out of the stone. He setteth an end to darkness. Sir, out all perfection, the stories of darkness and the shadow of death. The flood breaketh out from the inhabitant, even the waters forgotten of the foot. They are dried up, they are gone away from men. As for the earth, out of it cometh bread, and under it is turned up as it were fire. The stories of it are the place of the sapphires, and it hath dust of gold. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. He putteth forth his hand upon the rock. He overturneth the mountains by the roots. He cutteth out rivers among the rocks, and his eye seeth every precious thing. And this was Job chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. And may God add a rich blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Emily. Yeah,
all right.
The six of y'all are there.
We are. Here we go. Six Eyes Radio.
Yeah.
We're just getting started. Six Eyes Gospel Show. Amen. 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 Now, this next song I'm going to play for y'all, let me know what you think. Thank you.
All right. All right, six. Should I take over for the music now?
What'd you say?
Should I take over for the music now? It's coming in a little staticky.
Watch out, John. Go right ahead.
All right. Okay, since we're to get into this next selection, I'll play a commercial and then we'll get to our next song.
We'll be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love you. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
All right. While we wait on Pastor Bonnet, we're going to get into another selection, and I'm sure he's going to let us know when he's ready. So by the grace of God, we are thankful for being able to worship again. All right, here we go.
Now, how many of you all know that you need rivers to flow in you? Hallelujah. Touch somebody and say, let the rivers flow.
Worship
All right, all right.
Amen.
All right, amen. All right. Six Eyes, are you there, sir?
I'm here. I'm just enjoying the show. at this point, you know, maybe we leave Jesus in charge of the music. I don't know, because that right there.
You were going good at first, and then something went a little sideways, but it's all good. We're thankful, and we are ready for Pastor Bonnet. And there's a caller, 256, has their hand up, and then we're going to pass it over to Pastor Bonnet. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. But let me say this.
Now,
so with Blog Talk Radio, it's Blog Talk because they're operating at a 67 bandwidth, okay? So, use the bandwidth. And then when you play the music, you got nothing to work with. So they need to up their bandwidth, and then the music will sound a lot clearer and better. And that's all across the board. That's for everybody that does Blog Talk. That's what they need to work on.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Before you guys go any further, I think Evangelist Clayton is here and would like to say something.
Good afternoon. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. I'm just coming in to eat from the table today and to drink from the fountain and to share with those, amen, that are hunger as well. And I'm just grateful to be here. I want to say thank God for embarking on the 10th month in the year of 2023. And 10 symbolizes authority. It means complete authority, submitting yourself completely unto the Lord, unity. And that's what we're here for today. So I'm just here to eat from the table from Pastor Barney and can't wait, amen, to hear the message today to what God has given the man of God. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. All right. Six Eyes, you're going to do the introduction?
I am. Ladies and gentlemen, you're now about to embark on a very powerful message from a very anointed man, our very own Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. Kenneth Bonnet.
Amen. Well, thank
brother.
You. Hey. Thank you, brother. Thank
Welcome.
You, Brother Six Eyes. Amen. God bless all of you, Queen Nye. Amen. God bless Evangelist Clayton there, Missionary Ken. And I done started naming, so that means you're going to get in trouble because you're going to leave somebody's name. So I just want you to say your name. And we thank God for you, too. Amen. we want to come with everybody.
Sister Emily.
Amen. And so we want all of you to just know that it is an honor and a privilege to be with you one more time. My name made the woke list. This is not a recording unless it is no longer the 1st of October, 2023, 12:46 Central Standard Time. And then you may be listening to me on Blog Talk or on demand on another time. But I thank God for life. I thank God that he allowed me not only to see my birthday last month, but to enjoy my birthday. Amen. And gave me a reasonable portion of health and strength. I told them this morning, I almost wanted to celebrate this month for my birthday, but since this is my mama's birthday month, I'm going to go ahead and let my mama have it all by herself.
Amen.
But I am thankful for yet another opportunity to be here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is the Six Eyes Gospel Show, the place where you get your praise on without leaving the house. Amen. I want you to know, though, that your local ministry is in need of your presence. Amen. If you can go to Walmart and all of these other shopping stores, amen, and shop till your heart drop, all of that, then you can get up and go into the house of the Lord. Amen. I like to open up service like this. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. And so I'm glad. Amen. 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 But I'm gonna anoint this radio airwaves through these phone waves and whether you're on the internet or however you're connected, we're gonna anoint this place right now as holy ground, so that we may hear from the throne room of God. Amen. There is a word from the Lord, and I believe this word is designed just for you. Yes, 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 you. I mean you. Not, don't look behind you. Don't look on the side of you. This word is meant for you. Amen. I believe it's meant for you. I know it's meant for you. Matter of fact, let me just go and be personal. It was meant for me. Amen. It was meant for me. I done got all of it. Amen. But I'm not a stingy person. I'm going to share with what the Holy Spirit has given. Amen. This month is on harvest. So all month long, we're going to be dealing with harvest. Amen. Harvest. H-A-R-V-E-S-T. Harvest. Amen. And for those of you that have your Bible, please turn with me in your Bible to the book of Genesis. And we're going to read a few things here. And if we was in person, then we would stand together if we will read God's word. But I would like you to just have your undivided attention. If you're watching the basketball game, not basketball, football game, you're watching golf, press pause on the TV, amen, amen, and give this reading of God's word your undivided attention. Amen. Genesis chapter 8, I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible this afternoon. Genesis chapter 8, and I'm going to start here at verse number 22. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. It reads from the King James, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. For somebody, you should have said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because that tells me that because there was a seed time, I got a harvest coming. Oh, but the danger of that, if you didn't sow no seed during seed time, you may not have a harvest when it's time to reap. Amen. But for all of those that have been sowing your seed, and you've been sowing, and you've been sowing, and you've been waiting on your harvest. I just want you to know that Genesis chapter 8, verse 22 reads, while the earth remaineth, and the earth is still here. I'm not on the moon. I'm not on the Mars. We're not on Venus or anywhere else. We're on planet Earth. So while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Father God, bless this word today as we journey together in your word. Give us revelation for our life that will make meaningful change, that will cause us, Lord God, to go out and to empower those that don't know for them oneself that they will have this victorious power on how to overcome the enemy and to receive the blessings that the kingdom of heaven has in store for us. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, Genesis chapter 8, verse 22 says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. What are you saying, preacher? Well, simply, the cycle of life is a statement some of us do not consider or think about. And he's given us here a cycle of life. There's another scripture in the Bible. We won't go to it, all the details. Say, for everything, there is a time and a season. And so we have the understanding that the cycle of life involves seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And in this season, there are times to sow, and then there's time that we're going to reap.
Come on.
There's going to be time we're going to be cold. There's going to be time where we're going to be hot.
Come
there's
going
to be time for us to enjoy the winter. And then some of us who don't like winter, we're going to be waiting desperately for the summer. But
come
there's some, the summer is a little bit too much. And they're waiting on winter. But what I do know is 24 hours in a day, there is a nighttime and a daytime.
Come
I read it in my word. He said, and the evening and the morning was the next day. Glory to God. So
come
no matter what we're going through right now, all I want you to have an understanding is God says while this earth is here, there's going to be a seed time. There's going to be a time for sowing. There's going to be a time for you to sow into the earth. And then there's going to be a time that you're going to reap benefit from the earth. Some of you have been laboring. You've been wondering where is your reward. I'm going to tell you, baby, hold on, hold on. Your reward is coming.
Yes, God.
And you ain't got to get to heaven to get your reward. There's some things that's going to happen to you right here on this planet Earth. Glory to God. Glory to God. Slow down, preacher. Take your time with it. Don't rush. We just started. We just started. Slow down, preacher. So the cycle of life is a statement sometimes many of us do not consider or think about. Nevertheless, we are born, we live, we die. We are buried, and the cycle repeats itself over and over again. You know, many of us have some great-great-great-grands and granddaddies and grandmamas, and many of us have some great-great-great-aunties and uncles, and so the cycle of life going to keep on going. Some of us got some children, and some of us have some grandchildren, and perhaps maybe there's a few of us that got some great-grand, glory to God. But
yes,
if time continues, there's going to be some cold times. There's going to be some hot times. There's going to be some night situation. There's going to be some day situation. There's going to be times when you have sowed and you're gone outside and all you can do is just keep on watering. Glory to God. But know this, that God has already designed everything that in the seed it will produce. Glory to God. Given the proper time, being planted in the right ground, it will produce a harvest. But you got to have patience. That's why the Bible tells us to let patience have her perfect work, because God is going to prove something through our patience. So long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest. With this being said, the next thing to know is what season are you truly in? That's our real issue. We're looking over here and seeing this person get blessed. We're looking over here and seeing that person get healed. And we're looking over there and seeing that person delivered out. And we're wondering, Lord, where is my deliverance for my child? My breakthrough for my finances? And Lord, where is this? We're looking in all the wrong places, but I read it in my Bible. I read it from my one self. It told me in due season I shall reap if Lord have mercy, if I faint not.
That's right.
And the problem with the body of Christ is we've been doing too much fainting. We've been doing too much calling out. We've been doing too much throwing in the towel.
Glory to God.
Help us, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, God.
That's the reason why God sent us the Holy Spirit. Jesus told them, he said, don't go nowhere just yet. I'm going to send you a comforter. I'm going to send you some strength. I'm going to send you some authority. I'm going to send you power. But wait until he comes. And a lot of times we want to get out of position. We want to get out of line. And we all know how to wait
until I change. Because we don't know how to wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
But I heard it growing up as a child. Serving the Lord will pay off after a while.
Come on here. Yes,
keep on serving.
Mm-hmm.
So let me take two notches off of my voice. Glory to God. So what season are you in, my brother, my sister?
Yes,
everything can't be planted in the same season.
That's right. That's right.
Depending on where you're at and depending on what you're trying to grow,
that determines
when you can plant that seed.
Come on,
there are some things that we call annual. You can plant them just before the first winter hit, before the first freeze come in. Winter season can come in, but you want to plant the seed just before the first freeze. Why? Because it'll sit in the soil germinating throughout the whole winter. and then as spring rolls around, you'll begin to see it budding up all by its one self. You ain't had to go out there and tend to it. You ain't had to go talk to it. It began to produce on its own. Because when we read Genesis, he told us, he said, I put the cycle of life in the seed. I put it in seeds. It's going to bear fruit of its own kind. And the problem is the body of Christ forgot that statement that he says it's going to bear fruit of its own kind. Well, brother preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying if we're not producing Christians, well, the question is, am I a Christian? Oh, Lord, help me today. Stop meddling, preacher. The question is, what am I producing? He's already put in the seed the thing that it is to produce. And he said that a good tree can produce good fruit, but a bad tree cannot produce good fruit because it can only produce that which it is.
Come on now.
The question is, what am I producing?
Produce.
So let's take the church perspective of this matter. The Word of God is the seed of life. The Word of God. Yeah. I'm going to say it again because maybe you didn't hear me. I said the Word of God, not the Word of the preacher, not the Word of the prophet, not the Word of the evangelist, not the Word of God.
That's it.
Is the seed of life. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not saying what God has said, then I ain't speaking life. I'm speaking something else.
That's right.
He said the Word of God is life. So the Word of God is the seed of life, especially the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the good news if you don't know. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the good news. It is the seed for eternal life. You read it. I read it. We know the verse. It speaks about no death. One can just simply say John 3:16, and most of us, even if we ain't been in church, we'd have heard that man quoted. For God he did what? He so. Glory to God. In other words, God said, I'm not going to tell you to be fruitful and multiply, and I don't do the same. I'm going to be fruitful. I'm going to sow a seed because you can't get a fruit. Unless you
come on,
glory to God. You can't produce nothing until you plant something. And God said, I want my family, so I'm going to sow my only begotten son. Glory to God.
I'm
going to sow my only. I'm going to sow my only. That's whosoever. My God. So he's going to sow his only son.
Uh-huh.
He sold his son so that you and I can have a chance. I said a chance at the tree of life.
A chance.
Because there's many people that have heard the name Jesus, but they won't receive him. And many people that believe in the historical Jesus, but they won't receive him because they think there's another way. They think there's another opportunity for them to get to heaven. They think there's another chance for eternal life. And some are even preaching there's no damnation. There's no reason for you to do this and do that. It don't take all of that. They say all of that up until their last breath.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world that he gave.
Yes.
You know, the Bible said that he gives seed to the sower.
That's right.
You're wondering why you don't have much. Uh-huh. Maybe because you haven't been sowing much.
Mm-hmm.
Because I read from a one says he said he gives seed to the sower. He gives seed to the sower.
Yeah.
You praying that God give you an increase, but you're not sowing nothing. So could it be because you're not sowing, he's not obligated to give you seed? Lord,
hey, Lord.
But you're hungry, so he gave you bread. He gave you the word. He gave you word because only his word will make a difference in your life.
His word.
Already he said, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be
filled.
Yes, but the problem is God has given us seed. Instead of us sowing seed, we've been eating the seed. I know y'all don't want to hear that. I'm not raising an offering right now, and I'm not trying to pass along the collection plate. So that ain't what this is about. Because God needs none of your money. Because before you got here, before your money became money, Bible I read told me that the gold was already here, told me that the precious gold was already here, and everything that makes up money to be what it is has to come by the byproduct of somebody holy and possessing the gold and the silver.
You better come up. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, God.
The good news. The good news is that God so loved us that he gave us.
Yes.
He gave us an opportunity to receive eternal life. Eternal life. It's the end of all suffering. It's the end of all pain. It's the end of all hunger. It's the end of all aging. You know you don't like them freckles or them frowns on your face, them little crow's feet around your eyes. You don't like all those wrinkles. You know you don't like not being out of breath when you're trying to walk from here to there. You know that you have some aches and pains that comes, and some of us, we like to talk about Arthur like he's our next door neighbor, but he's the aggravating neighbor because he always show up when you don't need him.
Amen.
Lord, help us today. And so, looking at the world today from Jesus' point of view, I want to use the text. And I got all month long to talk about harvest. And we're going to get into many areas of harvest. But since I have mentioned Jesus, it just seems right to go ahead and talk about him. Is it all right that I talk about the one who gave himself for you and I? I got to go ahead and just stick with him for a minute. Yes, I can go all the way back to Genesis and talk about some other things. I can go over to the Book of Wisdom and we can talk about the seed time and harvest. And for everything that under the sun, there is a time and a season. I can go through scripture after scripture, but let me just stop right here in the Book of Matthew and talk about Jesus for a moment. And Jesus thought it was very important for us to have this level of communication with God the Father. I think it's very important for us to go ahead and identify with what he told us. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus said over here in Matthew chapter 9, verse number 36. Turn with me, if you would, Matthew chapter 9 and verse 36. Glory to God. I wish I had time to dive into this a little bit more, but I'm only going to be able to just deal with these few scriptures right here from Matthew chapter 9, verse number 36. He says here from the King James, he says, but when he saw the multitude, he being Christ, when Christ saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. Isn't it wonderful to know that without even us making a confession to him, he had compassion on us? When he just looked down from on high and saw us, he was moved. He just felt something, but his feeling caused him to do something. Yeah. And the Bible says here that he was moved with compassion. It ain't say he just had compassion. There's a difference.
That's right.
The Bible
right.
says that he was moved with compassion.
With compassion.
On them.
Come on, Bella.
Why was he moved with compassion on them, Brother Preacher? Well, let's keep on reading. It says, because they fainted. I wonder how God feel about the church today. That let anything and everything comes its way.
Come on,
I'm not going to be the preacher and tell you, you can come just like you are and stay like you are. That's a lie from hell. I don't know how it got out of hell, but I know it need to be sent right back there. Glory to God. God said you can come as you are, but you're not to stay as you are.
That's right.
Ooh. You are to be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
That's right.
He said, if any man be in Christ, so that raised a question, are you in Christ? You may be in the church, but are you in Christ? And going to church don't make you a Christian no more than you standing in your garage make you a car.
That's right.
Woo, woo. Go on, preach your text, Reverend. All right. He said he would move with compassion on them because they fainted. Past tense. In other words, he saw how they were walking. He saw how they were behaving. He saw their condition. And was scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherds. And this is why I said in the beginning, if you haven't gone to church since the pandemic, you need to go to church. You need to make sure your face is saw being seen in the place. You need to connect with your local ministry. You need to be on the office or the umbrella of a pastor, a leader. And if you're not, then you need to start a church and be a leader. But guess what? Even leaders have leaders. That's another message. We're going to talk about that another time. Let's keep on working, preachers. And he said they were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples. Now, he saw the condition of the people. You have to go back. That's your homework. I'm not going to backtrack it for you because it's going to take me another direction. So we're going to stay right here. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest. Somebody say the harvest. The harvest truly is plentiful. In other words, God had already sown Jesus into the world. And I know we were trying to get to the death of the cross, but that was for salvation. Joy to the world. The Son is born. Let earth receive her King. Glory to God. So the harvest. The harvest is truly plentiful.
Labor.
But here's what he says. But the laborers. Who are laborers? Those that's willing to work.
Working. Those
who those who are going to do the job. Those who are going to be like Paul told Timothy, make full proof of thy ministry. He said, but the laborers are few.
That's right.
So he tells them, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. Who are you praying to? The Lord of the harvest. Who God the Father is? He's the Lord of the harvest. Glory to God. He's the Lord of the increase. He's the Lord of the multiplication. We go back to see that he told them in Genesis 1 and 28, be fruitful and multiply.
Hello now.
And there's a multiplication going on, but ain't nobody collecting. Therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth. There are people today that have heard the call of God in their life, but they won't answer. There are people today that know the word of God, but they won't share it. There's people today that say they done read the Bible, that they believe in Jesus Christ. They call themselves Christian, but they won't tell nobody how to get saved.
Come on, Pastor.
Won't invite nobody to church.
Lord, help us today.
Jesus said, pray. The word pray here is petition. He said, I want you to petition the throne room of glory. I want you to call on the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I want you to call on he who never lost the battle. I want you to call on he that said, let there be and there was. Pray, petition, plead, make a case. Not for your money. Not so your names can be written in light, but that he will send for help, laborers, into his vineyard. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. Question is, what have we been praying, church? We've been praying for new cars and new houses. We've been praying for land, oh my, glory. We've been praying for new clothing and new identities and all of this foolishness. We've been praying for all of that, but souls are still being lost. God said, I've already sent my son. My word has already been preached out there, but there's no one gathering in the faith. There's no prayer meetings no more. Once upon a time, there was a prayer meeting service. Now, if you have a prayer meeting service, it's the least attended service there is. And prayer is the most powerful weapon we have. We don't understand the power of the seed. We don't understand how having the right seed can produce something for us to go after. Well, allow me just for a moment to, I heard this earlier today, and I had to look it up. I heard somebody suggested something about magic beans. We know the story. Many of us have heard the old nursery rhyme story, one of those old books that was talking about a condition and the beanstalk. Some of us know the story about Jack being a poor country boy who took and traded in the family cow the family was doing very bad, and Jack was left with the responsibility, the obligation to go and to sell their only cow, the cow that brought forth milk every morning to them. They felt like they couldn't feed the cow, they couldn't take care of the cow, and maybe they can get enough from the cow that will carry them through this drought, that will carry them through this hard times. Nobody knows how actually Jack and his family got to be so poor. But what they didn't know, the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. There was a giant called Satan, wrapped up in sin, that came and stole your gold, stole your silver, stole your relationship, stole this and contaminated that and contaminated this. And you didn't know where he was, but he was high up in hiding places, and he would only come down to take those things you didn't have a good hold on. And sometimes we didn't have a good hold on our children, and that giant of a demon, that demonic spirit comes and captivate our young ones, getting them to look up into the clouds, getting them to be thinking that they're high-minded, and getting them to think that they don't have no foundation here in the world. And they begin to go in places. But Jack went and he was listening to somebody one day, and they told him, "What you need is some seeds." He said, "What you mean?" He said, "Well, I have these five magic seeds." Glory to Lord God. He said, "I got these seeds that if you plant these seeds, it will produce for you a harvest." And many times when we hear the gospel that tells us that it's going to produce for us a harvest, we do what Jack's family did. We begin to criticize those that trusted in sowing a seed. Yeah. You know, you got those family members that tell you, "I don't know why you're giving all your money to that church down there. That pastor got two cars. You ain't got one." Sitting there condemning the pastor when it's a part of the obligation for them that teaches you. But yeah, they don't understand that you're sowing not just into a man, but you're sowing into God's word. You're sowing into the vision that was given for that house. They don't understand why you're doing what you're doing. They say, "Every time I turn around, you're going to church. Well, every time I turn around, you're drinking and getting drunk. At least I got something to show for it." Oh, y'all ain't going to talk to me. That's all right. But Jack said he listened to them talking about that seed. And he reluctantly, but he hope on hope, he gave the cow over to the individual, running home excited about new possibilities of increase. And that's how some of us was when we got saved the first time. Some of us, we got saved the first time, we began to tell everybody in our family about God. We begin to tell them, God will make you a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. We begin to tell them all things are possible to them that believe. We begin to tell them, put on the whole armor of God. We begin to tell them this and that. We begin to tell them how God will work a miracle, how God will make a way out of no way. And then we got quiet and listened to them. And they began to tell us, "You got to pull yourself up by your own bootstrap. God help those that help themselves." They begin to misuse and misquote the word, and they begin to speak doubt into your life. And so when you had hope beyond hope, they begin to sow doubt beyond doubt. Well, what they didn't know is they threw those seeds outside the kitchen window. Outside the kitchen window was an old area of plant where they had some tomatoes that used to grow there. where those old beans got down into that soil. And Jack went to sleep, and when he woke up, there was a bean stop there. Jack said, I'm going to climb this old stalk. I'm going to see what's up there. Because I heard some things about what's going on up there. And see, what we got to do is by faith, we got to begin to climb. We done sowed seeds into God's word. We done allow God's word to draw big in us. And so we need to climb. And just like the devil, you know, if he tempted Jesus, who are we? You know, he told Jesus, if you be the Son of God. In other words, he challenged Jesus with his identity. Don't you think he's going to challenge you about yours? But just like Jesus overcame the devil by the words of God, he didn't have to raise her hand. He didn't have to fight. He didn't have to cuss. He didn't have to say no ill word. He simply said, began to quote what God truly said about the matter. What we got to do, we got to know how to climb into the Bible. We got to know how, no matter what the devil is saying to us, you know, that giant smelt. Jack in the vicinity, and he said, she's 5'4". I smell the blood of an English one. The devil knows when we have been baptized in the spirit. And he's coming to look for us. She's 5'4". I smell the blood of a redeemed one. You think he ain't coming for us? But just like Jack got the victory, not only did he find the golden goose that laid the golden egg, God will give you one idea. God will give you one talent that will revolutionize your life forever. The Bible says your gift shall make room for you. See, you ain't got to seek the money, perfect the gift that God has given you. There's some things that God has given you on the inside that nobody can duplicate. And that's the thing that the devil stole from you. He stole your future, told you you would mount up to be nothing. He told you you failed last time, you're going to fail again. But I dare you to begin to quote scripture to the devil. The devil, I read over in Jeremiah that he said, I know my thoughts towards you, declare the Lord, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a expected end. I read also in that same book of Jeremiah that he said, before I formed you, I knew you. So whatever you calling me, whatever you're saying about me, God had already purposed and planned for my life long before you ever seen me. So whose report are you going to believe? We've been believing the reports of the doctor. We've been believing the reports of auntie who say, ooh, you just like your daddy. Ooh, he used to get out my name. Lord have mercy. You're going to believe all the naysayers over what God's word has said about you. That's why it's important to know how to armor up, so that you can fight against the fiery dot of the enemy. You got to know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And that's what the enemy wants us to be afraid of, is what he called a stronghold. He done got a foot in our door, but what we got to know how to do is how to chop the devil's foot off and close the door from the devil. Stop letting everybody speak into your life. Stop letting somebody tell you something contrary to what God's word has said. God has given you a vision. Write the vision. Go back to Haggai 2:1. Go ahead and go into prayer and fasting. Exalt the Lord and get yourself out of yourself and begin to seek God. And then do what Rebecca did, and that's listen to what God is saying.
Uh-huh.
Because God will send forth a vision.
Thank you, God.
And I read it. He said, though the vision tarry, wait for it. For it is for an appointed time.
Yes, God.
Don't it tarry? Wait.
Wait.
It won't tarry long.
Right.
And I'm here to tell somebody today, I don't care what you've been going through, I dare you to wait on God. I dare you to put your whole trust in him. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and all thy mind.
Okay.
And lean not to thy own understanding.
Oh, yes, God.
And that's the thing that the body of Christ has to do. That's how we take the legs off the devil.
Yes, God.
We stop giving him, the right of passage to speak to us any kind of way.
Right.
If the devil go to talking to you, all you got to do is go to talking about God.
That's right. That's right.
Now they told me this, but my eyes showed me this. Light and darkness can't dwell in the same place. When I was in the room with no windows, glory to God, and turned on the light, the darkness got away from me. Turn on the light of God's word. Get into his word. Find out what he's saying about you.
Right. Yes, Lord.
Get it for your one self.
Thank you, God.
There's power in the word. Power in the word.
Yes, Lord.
You know the beautiful thing about the seed?
Uh-huh.
God says, he told Adam, and look at it. He told them, go to your Bibles. Go to your Bibles.
Uh-huh.
Genesis chapter 1. Amen. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28 there, I believe it is. He says, and God did what? And God blessed them. Did your Bible read like that? Anybody read from King James? He said, and God did what? Blessed them. Now, the only way if Prophet Bonnet was going to leave a blessing on you,
right,
the only way I can give you a blessing or leave you with a blessing is after calling your name, after getting your attention, that I do stuff going to benefit you or I give you something that's going to liberate you.
Come on. Yes, sir.
And so it ain't just me calling your name. That's friendship. I want to go where everybody knows my name. No. That ain't blessing me.
That ain't.
That may be hyping me up, but that ain't blessing me.
Come on now.
I don't need everybody to know my name. What I need my name to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Go back
come
to the text, preacher. As chapter 1, Genesis, verse 28. And God blessed them.
Uh-huh.
Who he blessed? You got to go back. He blessed the male and the female, created he them. God blessed them. And God said unto them, who? The male and the female. He said unto them, be fruitful. Listen, the only way I can tell you to be fruitful is I done gave you some seed.
That's right.
I can't tell you to produce something until I gave you something to produce.
That's right.
So he had already, in the blessing, gave them just what
they needed.
My Lord.
God never demands that he hasn't provided for us. The problem is we can't see in the seed, so therefore we fail to plant it, understanding that in the seed is the potential for my harvest.
Right. That's right.
Y'all like to quote this scripture all the time, if I would just have faith the size of a mustard seed. Well, a mustard seed is very, very, very small.
That's right. That's right.
But once it produces, it don't just become a herb plant. So therefore, the seed may be small, but its potential is larger than life.
My Lord.
And what you don't understand is what God has given you on the inside is larger than your life. That's why something God gave you, you say, who, me? What, me? Yes, because it was larger than your ambition. It was larger than your imagination. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful. Who is them? The male and the female. Who is them? The seed. They multiply. You plant one seed, it grows into a tree and produce a fruit. Not just one fruit, but it produces 160, 30-fold more than the individual seed that was sown.
Come on, God. Yes, God.
You want peace in your life? I dare you to sow quietness and get into the word.
Oh, y'all don't want to hear that.
Come on,
Pastor. And he said, and multiply. Then this is what he said. Listen to what he said. Replenish. Now, wait a minute, Lord. This is the beginning of creation. I already got to start off replenishing. Yeah, because my glory got to go out over everywhere.
My God. Yes, God.
And what you missed was, at Genesis 1, he said, and darkness was upon the face of the deep.
Uh-huh.
That was when he kicked the devil out of heaven, and he was all over everywhere, polluting the land.
Yes,
so I need you to replenish my glory. Yes.
My God.
Yeah.
Read the book. Read the book. Read the book. He says, and multiply. So don't just produce one fruit.
Right.
Multiply it. That means just like we had a pandemic, not just an epidemic, but a pandemic. You are to be contagious. That means when people get around you, the Christian behavior so affectious around you that people that stay too close to you begin to act just like you because they have contracted the same bug you got.
Which
is the good news.
Yes, sir.
That's right, that's right, that's right. In other words, act like you red Kool-Aid and everybody got on white.
Come on.
And you fill to the brim.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yes, everybody knows that if they get too close, some of that red Kool-Aid going to get on them.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Yes, sir.
And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful. Full fruit. And multiply. And replenish what? Not the moon.
Uh-huh.
Not your barn.
Replenish the earth. Yes, God.
Not your house.
Come on.
We got houses full of stuff, but we ain't replenishing the earth.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Replenish the earth. What do the earth And this is what separates the real soldier. He said, and subdue it. He didn't say plead with it. That word subdue means you take authority. When a police officer subdue you, that means you ran and they overcame you. Oh, glory. And I subdue it.
That's right. That's right.
Subdue it. What is it? The earth.
The earth.
And have dominion. Governing authority.
That's right.
We ain't supposed to be letting the alphabet community tell us who we can preach to and what we can preach. That devil is a lie.
That's right.
We have dominion, authority, governing authority. Guess why? Because our Father is the King. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So the world belongs to our daddy.
That's right.
So I
That's
don't
right.
have to play mother, mama may I to none of y'all.
That's right.
Now let me help us that get too big headed. Here's where your authority lies. Over the fish of the sea.
That's right.
Over the fowl of the air.
That's right.
And over every living thing that moves upon the earth.
That's right.
And God said, behold, I have given you barren seed. Seed. There we go again.
Here we go.
He done told us, I've given you seed. We done read it. To every man dealt he, gave he a measure of faith.
Yes, God.
We tell you all the time, God has no respect of person. That means he loves us all. But just because he loves us all don't mean he gives us all the same. Because the scripture said that the rich young ruler, he gave to each servant according to their ability. God knows what we can handle. We've been praying that God would give us size, and we can't handle the one. We want to bury it.
Come on, huh?
So if we can't handle the one that he gave us, what make us think that he's going to give us more?
That's right.
Somebody
That's
said
right.
foolishness. That's what make us think that. Foolishness.
That's right.
Said, behold, I've given you every herb bearing seed upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is fruit of a tree, yielding seed to you, it shall be meat. God has given us his word. And he said, his word shall be meat. Because he done sold it into us.
Right.
His word is meat to us. The reason why we ain't satisfied, because we've been hungry for everything else. You ever drunk something and it felt like you were more thirstier after you drunk it?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And it wasn't water?
Yes, sir.
I'm hungry on water. I like the taste of water. And you done drunk all that other stuff, and it still didn't quench your thirst.
Come on here. You better.
Because you want unnatural stuff instead of the stuff that was made just for you.
I'm going to have to close.
I read the last verse, and they say I'm going to go sit down somewhere. He said, I've given you every green herb for meat, and it was so, and God said, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good.
Yes, God.
And the evening and the morning was the sixth day.
Yes, God.
That's the completion of man. If you want to be
a complete male, complete female, you're going to have to get back to obeying God's word. Because to the whole man, to the whole woman, he said that he blessed them.
Yes.
And you walking around unblessed now, that's because you don't walk from under the umbrella of God's word.
Uh-huh. Thank you, God.
And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Them two right there is enough for you to build on all by itself.
All by itself.
All you got to do is say, all you got to do is say, what am I multiplying? Or better yet, ask yourself this question. What kind of fruit am I?
Oh, my goodness.
Am I? Some of you ain't fruit. You Fruit Loops. Oh, Lord, help. Help today, Lord. Help.
Help us, Lord.
Preacher, pan a dozen.
Come on here, Pastor. Preacher, pan a dozen. That's it.
He pan a dozen.
Ooh, yeah.
But you got to ask yourself the question.
Come on now.
If you are a seed that God put in this world,
yes, God.
Where are you planted at?
Where are you planted?
If you're planted somewhere, what are you producing? So you got to ask yourself, if I'm going to be turnip green, I can't play cabbage patch.
That's right.
I got to be who you call me to be.
That's right.
I can't be apples if you call me an orange. I can't be a banana if you call me a coconut.
You better come on now.
I got to be who you call me to be.
Oh, me to be. Thank you, God. Help me, Lord Jesus.
So my question today in this harvest time, if you are at harvest time, are you multiplying?
My God.
And if you're multiplying, what are you multiplying?
Thank you,
what
Jesus.
What kind of fruit are you?
Thank you, God.
Are you a seed of God or a seed of Satan?
My God.
It's only those two.
That's right.
Ain't no in between. If you're not producing what God have released, then you have did what Satan did and released a virus in the garden.
Come on now. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm done, y'all. I'm done. The preacher done. I need to go on cut off right there. I'll tune in tomorrow night to Motivational Monday with yours truly. We'll get into some other studies of, about the seed, about harvest. And all month long, we're going to be dealing with harvest. It's time for us to reap what we have sown.
Say that.
But there's
a
song that goes along with that.
Yes.
Amen. There's a song. It's time for me to reap what I have sown.
That's it.
But the question is, what have you sown? Lord, help us today. Lord, help us today. Father God, I've released this word. I released it how you have given it to my heart and to my mouth to utter out to these that are listening. I pray, Lord God, for your manifested glory to reveal yourself into their lives and the plan that you have for their lives. And if there be any that's listening to me that have not received you, Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior, I pray that their heart will open up to receive you as Lord and Savior today.
Yes, God.
I ask that they will confess their faults and admit that they need a Savior.
Yes,
and as they obey your words according to Romans 10:9-10, Father,
uh-huh.
I pray that they'll find a local church to be baptized in for the remission of their sin. I pray that they will pick up the Bible and begin to read your love letters to us.
Yes, God.
So that they'll know how to behave and know what to expect.
Thank you, God.
So that no one can fool them with a lie.
Yes,
this
God.
Is my prayer this day, Father God. It is in Jesus' name I pray, and I thank you, Father God. We
thank
love you
God.
Today. Thank you for teaching us how to love one another.
God.
Amen and
amen.
Amen. I hope you were blessed by. Normally on First Sunday we have communion. To those of you, I used to tell you to get your little saltine cracker or something like that, a little oyster cracker or something like that, and you hear me opening it up. The packaging that we have a little unleavened wafer on the top, and we use grape juice. We don't use real alcohol because we ain't encouraging
nobody
get drunk. We want to encourage you that it symbolizes drinking of his blood. The Bible tells us, and to those of you that don't know the story, all you got to do is open up your Bibles. You can go down to Matthew chapter 26, verse 17. Am I mistaken here? Let me turn to it. Make sure I'm on the same page, right page. And it says, Now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, go into the city to such a man and to say unto him, the master said, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12, and as they did eat, he said, verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they was exceedingly sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I?
Mm-hmm.
And he answered and said, he that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe unto that man, my God, whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Glory to God. And it had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? And he said unto him, thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took the bread. That's when we take the bread. And he blessed it. And he brake it, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said unto them, hey, eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup, and he gave it thanks, and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the new testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. Thank you, Jesus. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
Yes.
And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Now,
yes.
I ain't a singer. I hear the evangelist there. She know the song. I know it was the blood. Give them a little piece of it.
I know it was the blood.
All right,
I know it was the blood. I know it was his blood. Save me.
Yes.
One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I know it was his blood. Save me. They whipped him all night long.
Yeah.
They whipped him all night long. They whipped him all night long for me.
They whip him all night long. Whip him all night long. Whip him all night long for me. I know it was his blood. I know it was his
blood.
I know it was his
blood.
I know it was his blood. I know it was his blood.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It was his blood, y'all. Nothing else but his blood.
Yes, God.
It was his blood that
Amen.
Saved us. It wasn't our deed. Wasn't
yes,
it we deserved it?
Yes, God.
But it was his love.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That kept him
hallelujah,
on the cross.
Hallelujah,
it wasn't
hallelujah.
His nails.
Yes,
it wasn't
Lord.
No
yes, Lord.
It was his love for you and I.
Thank yes. you. Thank you, God.
That said
thank
that
you.
He's going to obey his Father.
Yes, God.
Father, man, have come so far from you.
Yes.
But I was so my life
thank
that
you.
They may come back to you.
Thank
glory.
You, God.
Yes, Jesus.
It was
you,
his
God.
Blood that
the
saved
blood.
Us.
Thank
it was
you.
His blood that redeemed us.
Yes,
it
God.
Was
yes, God.
It was his blood. It was his blood.
God.
It was his precious blood.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Glory to God. His righteous blood. His obedience blood.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I know we got to go on with the program. I know we have takeaways and the bloodhound of scripture, but it was God's blood. Jesus' blood. His precious
blood. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood.
The blood.
Glory amen, God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, God.
Yes,
we don't talk about it that much no more.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
But it was his blood.
His blood.
That said a wretch like me.
Hallelujah.
I once was lost,
yes.
but now I'm found.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
We
thank
have
Lord.
The best gift we can sing. We have the best gift. The angels can't need to sing this song. I'm very dead.
Glory. Yes.
We got a song that the angels can't sing.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to God.
We can sing a whole lot of songs in this world.
Yes, God.
But even
thank
this song,
God.
The angels cannot utter because it's preserved for those that said yes to Jesus. Yes to Jesus. Yes to Jesus. Oh, my God. Glory to God. We've been redeemed. And if nothing else, know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yes, God. Thank you.
I like this song where it says, the angels in heaven have signed my name. I gotta stop. I know we gotta go on, Father. I don't know, Queen Nine, Brother Six, Missionary Kim. One of y'all about to go and take over. Glory to God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
Amen. Okay. First off, I want to mention that it was a very good message, Pastor Bonnet. A lot of goodies for the lunch bag for today, and maybe even a little doggy bag for dinner. Amen. So, are we ready for the bloodhound?
I don't know. Anybody else have any nuggets that they've taken? Any takeaways that you want to share real quick before we jump into the bloodhound scripture? Anybody. If you got a takeaway, share it.
Amen. I give honor to our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who truly is the love of my life. And I'm in love with a man named Jesus. And that's the best love that I could ever have. And I tell God, thank you. I repent of anything said, done. Omission, commission to grieve or displease or disrespect him in any way, form, or fashion. because I know it was his blood that saved me. I thank you for the message today, the word, amen, that God imparted to deliver to his people. Amen, that we that have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, the body of Christ, that don't mean the building. Yeah. Amen. Come in the building. Amen. To congregate. We come in the building. Amen. But we are, amen, the building. You, us, I, and they. And as the man of God has said today, it behooves us to get this thing right. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We must follow the authority of the word of God. From Genesis to Revelation, no add to or no take away from. I thank God for the message today. Amen. It has truly, truly enlightened me. Amen. And right now it is a profound message. And we got to take this message and run with it and share it. Don't keep it to yourself. Amen. Don't be like the five foolish and the five wise. Take it and share it with somebody. Amen. Yeah. Tell somebody about the goodness of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, that hung, bled, and died for you and I. He didn't exempt. He did it for the whole wide world. Amen to God. He so loved the world that he gave his only. He have blessed us to multiply with many. Some of us got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 20. I know one got 21 children. Amen to God be the glory, but God is good. And we must plant a seed and watch it grow. Amen to God be the glory. Thank you, Pastor Barney, for the message today. Mm-hmm. I am so grateful and I'm so appreciative. And I'm humble of the word of God today. You all continue to pray my continuity in the Lord that I keep on running. I keep on running. I keep my hands in the winding chain. Pray my continuity in God. Nah.
Amen.
Anyone else? Come on. Amen.
That was a very good message today there, Dad. And I'll tell you, I got 4 doggy bags out of that one.
Amen.
And with that, I'm complete.
Amen.
Somebody else will take away. Come on.
Okay, I just got back in here. Sorry, my phone died. But I am so thankful for the message today. I heard a lot in there that I needed to hear. Again, and planting that seed is so important. And I remember how my mom used to always give us those positive nuggets and how she encouraged us. So, you know, when I listened to your message, it just reminded me of the things that my mother used to say. And, you know, you planting that seed and you will reap your harvest.
Yes.
And it's like, matter what, you know, I personally, I do things and I do for others, but I don't look at it as I'm getting a reward. That's just in my heart to do what I see needs to be done as long as somebody needs to do it or God opens up those doors for me to be a blessing to somebody else.
Amen.
So I'm thankful for that. And real quick, I'm thankful for him sitting me down this week while I was in the hospital, and I needed that rest, I guess, because I'm not one that's going to sit down, and a lot of times God has to sit me down. So I'm thankful. I think I went in Monday, and I got out Friday, so I'm thankful. Wow. I had 5
1 week. Amen.
So by the grace of God, you know, I got back up. You got to look up.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
I am complete. Thank you.
God got you. Yes.
All right. Yes. Someone else. Got to take away. Come on. Wait. Well, come on. Don't hesitate. Come on. Somebody else.
You know, Pastor Barney, you know what, Pastor Barney? I'm reaping the harvest God promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me. I rejoice today. 'cause I can recover it all. I rejoice today, 'cause I can recover it all. I'm reaching the harvest God promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me. I rejoice today, 'cause I can recover it all.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
That, amen.
Thank
we're going to talk
y'all.
About that too.
Hallelujah.
I'll recover it all.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. I shall recover it all. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Full recovery.
If you don't
I'm already starting on the sermon. Full recovery.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Man,
yes,
sir.
Jesus. Thank God for the word today. My takeaway is that I said, whatever man sow, that shall also reap. So if you sow the word shall come back to you. If you sow money, the money shall come back. God say that you shall recover it all. And I just thank God for the word today. Pastor Bonham preached a word. He was on fire. And it felt like fire was shut up in his bones. And I thank God for him to deliver the word today. God is good, and we shall recover it all. If we sow good seeds, we shall reap prophet's reward. Thank God for the prophet delivering the word today. God bless everyone, and love you all.
Amen. Somebody else would take away. Come on. Amen. Go on once. Go on twice. All right. Missionary Ken, come on with our bloodhound of scripture. Amen.
All right. Let's see who's got this. And here we go.
Then he goeth and taketh with himself 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation.
And you notice he says that the wicked spirit takes to himself 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and he has a party. And we'll hear that again. Amen.
Then goeth he, and taketh with himself 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation.
And you notice he says it's going to be also in this wicked generation. And we'll hear it one more time for our listeners' sake.
Then goeth he and taketh with himself 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so, shall it be also unto this wicked generation.
Mm-hmm.
It's Luke 11:26.
No, that even though it is a parallel passage, that is not it.
Matthew 12:45
is the correct answer.
Okay.
Amen.
Congratulations. Good job. Way to go, Nikhil. All right. She's got her sniffer working good. And she avoided the pepper trap. All right. So here's what you got to sniff out by next week.
Okay.
Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you.
You notice the first thing he says, you shall not add or take away, should not add or diminish. We find the same command also in the end of the Bible, saying you should not add or take away because you'll have some major problems. But we'll hear that verse once again. Amen.
Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you.
And the reason that you're not to add or take away is so that you could keep the commands that God gives you. That's the reason you find in this particular verse that you can keep the commands that he gives you. And we'll hear that verse one last time for our listeners' sake.
Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you.
And that's what you gotta sniff out by next week. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm going to tell you, that's a pepper trap, too.
Okay. Well, I had a pepper trap today.
Yep. Amen. I spread a little pepper around trying to trip you all up for a while. I thought you guys needed a little pepper to put your guys' noses to work. That's what the plan was.
We had to have some fun there, huh, Peter?
I'm around here sneezing. I'm sneezing because I had a pepper trout.
Well, we better duck first, Whitey.
Hey, the idea is if there's enough pepper and you sneeze enough, you won't have any germs in your nose and you won't end up with a cold, see? We're
Amen.
Trying to help you all out.
Amen.
Okay.
Okay, did
Lady Bonnet there. The one that you gave have the word generation in there. It's a couple more
mm-hmm.
words, but it has generation. It says the last part of that said, and the last state of that man is worse than the first, and the one that you use, it says, even so it shall be also of that wicked generation. It says in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. But it's one little phrase in there that's tiny bit different.
Okay.
But they say the same thing.
Yeah, they do. That's why I was like, I had to look.
Okay.
Closely for next week, cause he trying to make us sneeze.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So the one that you gave had one additional sentence in the text. from the one that he gave. And that was, even so, it shall be also unto the last, unto this wicked generation. And there's just a good teaching there, but yeah. I promise you, I got that full recovery. That's gonna be that. I don't know when the Lord gonna let me use that, but it's already got it wrote up in my notes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And I done learned. I done stopped. God give me something, I gonna put it down.
That's right.
So I can recall and say, see what, because you don't know who it's for.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
And it may just be for you.
That's right.
Did I talk? I'm sorry.
I one and
two
as well. Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's not forget the second station, Mr. Ken. You want to make sure you announce that before we close out the second station this evening?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Tonight on Station 2, Success Radio Network 2, we are going to be in Genesis chapter 18 tonight. We've worked our way up to that. We'll be in Genesis chapter 18 tonight, talking a little bit more about who is now been named Abraham. He was Abram, but he's now named Abraham, and his wife was Sarai, but now is Sarah, and we'll be talking a little bit more about that and their journeyings and about their blessing of Isaac. So we'll be talking about that. You'll want to join us. That will be 9 o'clock p.m. this evening, Eastern, 9 p.m. Eastern, and you call 515-605-9340. Again, 515-605-9340. And I'd be glad if everybody would join us and have a great time with us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I read that this morning. Amen. I was reading that this morning because I still can't. I still understand how Lot allowed them to talk him away from his blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that happens to us, you know.
Yes.
We go to listen to the wrong
people.
And we get uprooted from where we are blessed at.
Right.
You know, there's no orange grove or apple grove that once those trees are planted and are producing fruit, I don't care who comes and pulls from it.
Right.
There's never a grove owner that will say,
amen,
"Oh, we too close to this land. We're gonna uproot all these trees and go to this other side." No.
Yeah.
And then God gives you a vision.
You better have a whole bunch of dead trees.
That's right.
And God gives you a vision, and he'll tell you, you're going to do this, and you're going to have your own business, but you'll have someone to come and say, you can't do that, you know, because I can have a lot of generational curses. And they'll say, nah, you know, you can't do that, and you can't do it. But God gave you that vision. God told, that's why you can't tell everybody the vision that God told you, or the things that God have told you. So you can't tell everybody everything, and they'll uproot your blessing.
They can only uproot what you give them power to the uproot.
Say that.
That's right. If you listen to the wrong
They can only uproot. What you give them power to uproot.
That's right.
And what is done many times is people surrender their authority to someone else. In other words, whenever I say I love you, I made myself vulnerable to you. So now because I've opened up to you that way, you can harm me because now that I've accepted you, there is a thing that's called betrayal. When you do something contrary to what we have already discussed and agreed on. And so when people look at the story of Judas, Judas was a friend of Jesus. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Judas was one of the brethren. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Because Jesus said, friend, you betray me with a kiss? That's what Jesus said. So, number one, you can't betray me unless you're a friend. My enemy can do something against me. That's what I expect from my enemy.
That's right.
But my family, my friends.
Yeah.
And so we empower people to hurt us.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. And so, but what we have to learn is how to overcome the hurt.
That's right.
That, we're going to deal with that in that recall, in that recover all. That's where we're going to pick up at. How do I come back from the hurt?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Because that's where many of us are stuck. Because we're still living on yesterday pain.
Yeah.
The preacher got to stop. We're about to have the second service right now. That's food for thought. God delivered me from yesterday hurt. That's prayer right there. I'm going to leave that right there.
God delivered me from yesterday hurt.
God delivered me from yesterday's hurt.
God deliver me from everyday hurt.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Help today.
Because many of us are stuck right there because we're still hurt from the damage of yesterday.
That's right.
Ooh. Yesterday don't have to be the 24 hours ago yesterday, but it can be something that was done 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Wow, yes.
That's
Jesus.
Right. That's true. That's why God delivered me from yesterday hurt.
Yes, Jesus. Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Say that.
Do it,
say
God.
That. Say bye, that. Bye. May I say something, Pastor Barney?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, my niece told me last night, you know, and this been 55 years, so I hear what you saying. Lord, deliver me from yesterday hurt. Deliver me from last year hurt. Deliver me from 10 years hurt that I'm still holding on to. But my niece told me, she said, Auntie, she said, Mama was mad with you. Is she still bringing that up today? That's been 55 years ago. 55 years ago, saying that you got one of her baby pictures. You know, you got a copy of me. Now, she's 42 years old, my niece is today. She's 42 years old, just turned 42. And she said, and Auntie, Mama still bring that up about you. You got one of my baby pictures. She said, she tell her, Mama, that's my auntie. Why my auntie can't have one of my pictures? And stuff. So she still bring it up from 55-year hurt. And that you just remind You just reminded me of what my niece said last night. And we still harboring those little things that when you were children, that you should have done away with when you became an adult. That's why he said, come out and be, we have to come out and be separated. You can't hang with the same friend you used to hang with. You can't do the same thing that you used to do. And you can't wear the same type of clothes that you used to do. You can't talk the same way that you used to talk. Come out and be separated.
If you're going to be on the lower side, you're on the lower side. But if you're going to be on the devil's side, stay on the devil's side. You can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and then despise the other.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you're going to serve me. Amen. So I'm just grateful you brought that up. And I'm like, is she still holding that? Is she still using that little simplicity thing that she was 16 when she had her baby? She was 16. And she's still holding that for 55 years ago. And I told her, I said, listen, I said, honey, I said, you still here and you still that same baby, but now you're grown and you got your own babies and grandbabies now. So, you know, we have to just continue to pray, put that thing into the sea of forgiveness, because look at you now and look at me now, you know, 55 years ago. And I give God the glory.
You have people that say, evangelists, you got people that say this, well, I forgive, but I ain't forgot. I ain't gonna call them a liar, but the statement was a lie. And they say, well, what you mean? What you mean, preacher? It's a lie. Well, did you use that statement to defend something?
Yes.
Or to justify something?
Yes.
And if the answer is yes, then you ain't forgave it.
You have forgiven.
It is not, if you got to use it again to prove something now, instead of something that currently happened, if you got to use something 10 years ago that happened to you to prove something that happened to you today, then you didn't forgive that 10 years ago.
That's right.
Yes, I did. Well, then you recut your own wound.
That's right.
You have re-injured yourself. There is thing that's called re-injury. You can get injured to a degree where in your healing process, you don't heal all the way.
That's right.
I'm talking to somebody. I don't know who this was.
Help me.
But if you slip or fall while you're still unhealed, it damages those same tissues or muscles or bones all over again. And many times, here's the scripture that we read today. Many times what happens is that spirit done took on seven more spirits.
That's it.
Took on more, and so now your next state is worse than it was then.
That's right.
Because you really didn't forgive it. It was still there.
Yeah.
See, when the Bible talks about that spirit walketh in dry places, then he walked by and he see the house sweeped out.
Yeah.
And ungarnished. If you got kicked out your house and ain't nobody else move in it and it's still vacant, and you say, now I want that house back, you're going to get you some help to get back in that door. I need somebody to know how to break in the door, unlock the window, something. And now you back in there and you living for free. You ain't paying no, Lord have mercy. Let me stop.
Yes,
Lord. And that's how the enemy works. Now, those are practical things that we're talking about.
Practical.
But there's a supernatural spiritual thing that operates on the same or similar principles.
Yes.
If we don't understand that, then we lose the war against the enemy.
Yes.
And that's why Jesus told them, he said, hold up before y'all go.
Hold up.
Let me send you the comforter. Why? You need somebody that know how to keep the enemy out.
That's right.
Yeah. So if your old boyfriend keep coming around, you need a husband.
How about that?
that gonna meet him at the front door and say to him like the old love song, "Love don't live here anymore for you."
Amen.
I need to go eat. We passed 12 o'clock. My fast and over with, so it's time to eat. Anyway. That deep right there.
You went there.
That deep right there. Cause
you
went
back.
If you ain't got no husband and your old boyfriend keeps showing up, you need to tell him, "Love don't live here." That's what you need to tell the devil. When he keeps trying to bring up all your old habits, tell him, "Look, that love don't live here no more. I don't love to get high
no
more. I don't love to whore around no more. I don't love to lie no more. I don't love to cheat and steal no more. Love don't live here no more.
You don't live here no more. I don't do all that no more. Come on."
Yeah. I found real love.
Man, you under the blood. You under Jesus. I found Jesus.
Amen. Praise God.
One, two, eight.
So anyway, that second right of rope right there.
That's it, Pastor. Thank you, God.
Anyway, love all you all with the love of Christ. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the as Brother Sick like to say, the basement conversation. This is the fellowship hall, I call it. The fellowship hall is when the old mothers they go to cooking that fried chicken and somebody brought some potato salad and we sitting around. Girl, hurry up, make that Kool-Aid. Don't put too much sugar in there.
That's some good collard greens.
Yeah, Lord. And they make that hot water cornbread, that cornbread that you put on the skillet. Not that one you put in the oven. Ain't no cornbread like that one you put on the skillet. That cornbread.
You got me hungry around here. You got me hungry. Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm talking food now because I done got hungry, y'all, so it's time to go.
I know what you mean, Pastor. I know what you mean. Yes, God.
I want something to eat. I'm so hungry. Nah, I'm really ain't that hungry, but I am ready to eat.
No, that's right. I tell you, yes,
I'm just ready to eat. I ain't gonna say I'm that hungry, but I'm just ready to eat.
It's ready to eat. I know it. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
We ain't gonna blame it on the stomach pain. So the stomach ain't paining right now. I'm still full off that word.
Amen. And you gave us some dessert too, man. Amen.
Oh, I got some dessert. I think I'm going to get this lemon pie. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't take the word, gal.
Stop it right now.
My neighbor, she know I love lemon meringue. And every now and then, she just makes me a lemon meringue. Lord have mercy. I just thought about that thing. I'm going in the refrigerator right now. Y'all playing? I ain't.
That's right. I know that's right. Yes, enjoy.
You're making me hungry, boy.
Enjoy.
Yeah. I said there's two desserts that I get: banana pudding and this lemon meringue pie. I don't offer it to the family. I tell them I got it. I don't offer it. If they don't ask for it.
I know what you mean, Pastor. I have banana pudding, too.
Look, ain't no sense in me telling y'all no lie. I'm going to tell you the truth. My right. wife on the phone, she'll tell you. What, she'll say, let me try a little piece of it. I said, okay. And actually, I gave her a little piece, too.
I think I got a sliver. I didn't get a slice. I got a sliver of it.
A sliver.
I took one slice because I cut the pie, but I don't like people cutting my pies uneven. I took one of the slices and cut it in half and gave it to her. She said, you got to be careful what you ask for. Now, if she would ask for a whole slice, I'd have given her a whole slice, but that's what she asked. She said, give me a little piece. A little is defined by whoever cut it.
I say, give me a grown person piece.
That's,
right.
That's,
I was about to ask, can I
that's
have a whole slice
listen,
of your pie?
Listen,
that's like,
That's how I talk too, Pastor.
Because I don't want you to give me no little piece. Give me a grown piece, a grown person.
Listen, if I go to a cafeteria and they serve me, I say, I like to eat now.
Don't come on, you're teasing us. It don't open on now. Now we want some. So we wait on our flight, sir.
Mm-hmm. And then not just that, if you get the banana pudding, I don't think we even see it. I don't even think he even tell us about it.
Lord have mercy. That's okay.
He don't tell us about it.
Well, you heard what he said. He said he loved. That's what he loved, and that's what he liked. You know.
He don't tell us about it.
And so if you don't get it from the beginning, don't wait till the end, because ain't nothing going to be left for you.
He said you snooze and lose.
Look, Prophetess Elkins gave me a sweet potato pie.
Mm-hmm.
I said, honey, Prophetess Elkins gave me this pie. It's in here. That's all I said.
Yeah.
That's all I said, now. I said, that ain't all I said. I said, now, I told her. I'm going to wait till tomorrow to eat it all. I'm going to give everybody one day. Probably 3 days of flight. It was a miracle.
Uh-huh. I know what you mean, Pastor. Now you done told them.
Ain't no sense of plan with folks.
That's right. That's right. Don't go in there cutting my stuff. Let me know and I'll go cut it for you.
I cut it up front because I don't like pies and cake that's cut all crooked and not even. I don't know if they call it OCD or whatever. I don't know if it's part of that, but I just don't like it.
I don't like jacked up cutting cake and no jacked up cutting pies either.
I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
My mama used to call me Monk. I know. It's OCD.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She called me Monk. You ever seen that show?
It's just something about when you see a cake that's not a pie, that's not cut right, it ain't missed the center. And
it's
then when
right.
I cut another piece, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Man, this is what you think you do? And if it ain't my cake, I have to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I know, Pastor. Chopped up cake. I don't want no chopped up cake. That makes me think that I'm broke.
If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Y'all making me hungry, Pastor Bunny. I got to go eat, too. I got me some macaroni and cheese and some potato salad.
I started with dessert since I'm talking to y'all. Y'all talked about that pie. I got this pie going in my mouth now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. He didn't even eat dinner.
Well, I got me a sweet potato pie, and I got me a piece of pound cake, and I'm great.
I'm grown now. Every time I say, I'm going to spoil your dinner, I said, no, it ain't.
I know that right. It ain't going to spoil mine.
What you got, what kind of meat do you got with your macaroni and cheese?
I got some I got some barbecue chicken, and I got barbecue ribs.
Oh, goodness. Ooh.
Yes, ma'am.
Already.
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, you can eat good. You said eat good.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Lord bless
all the table.
Bless the hands of preparation and bless the food that's at the table today. And we give you the glory,
thank
give you
Lord,
the praise. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Angela Clayton.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, you're over there talking about barbecue ribs and stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know how far you are from Ashtonville, Ohio, but drive me some over.
I'm in Tallahassee, Florida.
Well, I had to mess with you, Evangelist.
Yes, ma'am. That's okay.
I do it to Pastor Bonnet, too. He gets it, too. He starts mentioning going getting seafood for Sister Bonnet. And I'm like, hey, give me someone driving up here.
Yes, we seafoodies. I think me and Sister Emily, we buy us and our shrimp. We love us some shrimp.
Oh, don't leave me out.
We're not gonna leave you out, Sister Gail. Not Princess. Not Princess. Nah, not Queen. Nah. We're not gonna leave you out.
Was that Queen Nye who said that, or Evangelist Clayton?
That was Queen Nye.
He
said,
"Don't leave
you
out." I love my seafood boiled. When I put that.
The potatoes, the onions, the eggs, the crab legs, and the lobster. I think I'm going to get me another slice of pie. I ain't got no seafood right now, but I see some food.
So I'm gonna give me another slice.
I think me, Queen Nye, and First Lady are all gonna have to get together somehow and have a seafood boil.
Yes.
I'm on it.
I may be able to do that next year. When I come back up there to Ashton Blue, to Ohio.
We're going to have to do that. We're going to have to get a big seafood boil.
That sounds good to me. I got a big pot.
Just got to figure out how to get me from Ashtonville to Cleveland where Queen Nye is.
We just have to pass by and pick you up.
They're about an hour and a half. No, 2 hours apart from one another.
No, Cleveland's an hour and a half, Dad.
I said an hour and a half, 2 hours.
We'll let it's
about an hour and 45 minutes from Ashtonville. That's if you're going by Greyhound.
Sister Emily, you want 6 hours to drive you?
All right, Queen. Behave over there. You always telling me to be good.
Hey, Emily. We want that on Facebook. Live.
Wow.
I don't think so, Dan.
We want that live, bro.
I do not need my mother having a massive coronary, okay? My mother would have a massive coronary, and then there'd be no more mama.
Oh,
well, you're supposed to tell her after the journey is over.
She'd be asking me if I'd done lost my ever-living cotton picking mind.
Yeah, that's a nice version.
She asked me the other day because of something I did. Okay?
Bounce out here, Pastor Bonnet, over there, smike it. Now, that's
what I was going to just say, Evangelist. You can tell he got a mouth full of pie.
Yes, sir.
It's lemon. You can't help but smack a lemon a little bit.
You're going to get it, Dad.
You're going to get
it.
Wait till I personally get to see you. You're going to get it.
I already got it. And it's good.
And Evangelist Clayton is going to get hers, too. Y'all have a beautiful and a blessed day.
You have a beautiful day, too. You have a blessed
week. You make me hungry.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a blessed week.
Look, I
already got me hungry. I'm going in the kitchen. Once I wash my hands and sanitize my hand, I'm going straight in the kitchen.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you.
You all too.
I love you all too. I'm ready to go eat. I'm about to get off the phone because I got to get a piece of this pie before I miss out.
Yes, ma'am.
Go get it, Mama.
All right.
Love y'all.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Good.
All right, America. I'm glad you enjoyed the show. God bless. Catch you Monday. Take care.
Hey, you got him.